So, Roxy, tell us a little bit about who you are, your family, how many kids you have, how old they are. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, BJ and I have been married for, it'll be coming up 18 years here. We've got three kids, Wyatt, who's 13, Stella is 11, and Remington is 8. And we moved to Medicine Hat about 5 years ago from Dutchess, and it's been a joy to make this our new home. And we've been here at River Valley since last summer, and just been so blessed to be a part of this congregation, a part of this family. We're so happy to just be here and serving with you guys.
Well, we'll turn things over to you, Roxy, but let's pray for Roxy and the word this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this willing heart and soul and mind. Father, you've been percolating some things in her over these last few weeks by your Spirit and the Word of God. So we pray this morning that as she shares, that you will accompany her, that you will give her grace and strength and courage and a lot of joy as she shares these things this morning. And Father, for every one of us, not just dads and not just men, but everyone who's in this room this morning, women, kids, Father, we pray that all of us will receive wisdom and understanding from this time this morning. So bless Roxy, encourage her, anoint her for this time, Jesus. We give you all the glory and praise in your name. Amen.
Well, as Pastor Larry said, that morning when BJ came home and started talking to me a little bit about Father's Day, I think my response was, I said to him, I'm like, I'll tell you what I don't want to hear on Father's Day. I'm like, I do not want to hear a sermon about who you should be. I want to hear a message about who you are. I want to hear words of empowering, words of encouragement and reassurance about you as a son as well. Not just as a father to your children, but as a son of the Father, and a call back to that place of sonship. And I said, I want to hear a message for the men of this congregation, the men sitting here in these chairs at River Valley this morning, not a message to the culture, to the men of this culture who are maybe letting us down, right? A lot of times we hear words of how the men of this culture have let us down, leaving their homes behind, leaving children and wives behind. I said, I want to honor these men that are here this morning and the desire in their hearts to pursue Jesus. Because that's who's here, and that's you. That's these men here. You men are strong and bold and faithful and steadfast. And I just want to come and represent the women here and say, we are so thankful for you. We are so thankful for the desire in your hearts to pursue Jesus. And I had just been at a Bible study that morning with at Christelle Baldovino's place, and she was just sharing about that she'd been at her grandfather's funeral and had been spending some time with God, and just how her heart was so overwhelmed by the blessing of the godly men in her life. And he said to her, Christelle, I just want you to honor that desire in these men. And she had been, you know, thinking about, okay, her husband's strengths, these are the weaknesses, you know, he's got his faults, and just in this very kind of factual sort of way, we all gotta like raise the bar, you know, pick it up. And but he was just like, no, just stop and just recognize the Holy Spirit in him, the Jesus in him that's living through him, and thank God for that. Thank God for his desire. And so I had actually been reading Psalm 116 that morning from the Passion Translation. It's kind of a new translation, but it's just beautiful, and it's kind of made verses just like just pop out of the pages to me, just worded in a way that's so just so relevant in this generation. And in Psalm 116, in verses 5-7, the psalmist says, he was so kind, so gracious to me, Because of his passion toward me, he made everything right and he restored me. So I've learned from my experience that God protects the childlike and the humble ones. For I was broken and brought low, but he answered me and he came to my rescue. Now I can say to myself and to all, relax and rest. Be confident and serene, for the Lord fully rewards those who trust in him. And I said that to BJ. I'm like, you as a father, as a dad, I'm like, that's what God wants to say to you. He wants to say, just rest. Just relax. Be confident. Be serene. All you've got to do is trust. I've got this. And that was when I knew that there was a message there for men. His BJ's eyes just kind of welled with tears, and he was just like, that's got to be shared. You know, we got to come to that place of rest. And I just sense in this congregation, there is that same desire for the Lord. And as Pastor Larry, he asked, I think it was a number of months ago, he says, what is it you desire? And had Pastor Mark furiously writing on this whiteboard beside him, but words like victory, peace, joy, wisdom, courage, patience, faith, intimacy with God, righteousness, holiness, those are all words that were just called out from you. Those are the longings and the desires of the hearts in this place, and all words just revealing your heart. A few weeks ago as well, when Herb Lee was here sharing, at the end of the service, he called people forward just for whoever wanted to have a word from God, just be blessed by Herb's message from the Lord. And my son Wyatt came kind of bolting to the front, and he was actually one of the first ones up here. And kind of as the front filled up, he ended up on this far side here. And Herb started over here, and I just watched him wait and wait and wait. And I was like, how is he going to get tired of waiting? Is he going to go sit down and say, forget about it. It's not that big a deal. But he just waited patiently for Herb to come and share with him. And I just felt like I got just this tiny glimpse of God's heart when we desire him. How his heart's just so full when we're just ready and able just to wait, just in desire and expectation of what he wants to say. And Christelle's words also hit my heart that morning, because I identified with that, because I have been so blessed by godly men in my life. And to whom much is given, much is required. And I feel like I need to give a word of just thankfulness for these men that have blessed me. And I get the mic, and so I get to brag on them a little bit this morning. for those of you who we've been kind of wandering in here since the summer, and I usually come in like 3 or 4 minutes late, typically, and like slip into that back row. Sometimes my folks have come, sometimes my in-laws have come, so you've maybe seen them with us. My father-in-law, Gordon, he had a stroke just over 10 years ago, and he lost the communication center in his brain, so he's actually not able to speak anymore. But honestly, he is just the most joyful person I have ever met. He is just overflowing with the joy of the Holy Spirit. And you actually can't be around him and stay in a bad mood. Like, it's just not even possible. And I've also never known anyone like him who can just enter into worship. Just like in a split second, he's just there. He's just there in the presence of God, just ready and waiting. And it's beautiful to watch him. He is just this really special ministry of touching the hearts of hurting people. He has no fear of man. He has no fear of death. He just has no hesitance in showing love and compassion. And I'm really blessed to be his daughter-in-law. He's just contagious. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. But I love that example in him of God's contagious joy. And Of course, I love to share my own dad. I get to put him in the hot seat a little bit this morning. Actually, the last two times I spoke were at my dad's 65th birthday and at my grandfather's funeral. And I think that says something in itself. Just how amazing it is to receive a spiritual inheritance that lasts for 1,000 generations. I knew this would happen. But my own dad has always had a heart to help anyone. And I always had, it was always an interesting time growing up. I can't tell you how many weird meals I've had at my house with refugees, prisoners on weekend leaves, even the odd escapee from psych wards, and that's no joke. But he was always willing just to give someone a job, always starting a project or a club or doing something just to reach out to the people in our community, and that was beautiful. But honestly, the best thing about being his daughter was just knowing that I was loved unconditionally. And I knew in my heart that he was my biggest fan. And he's not really a man of many words, but I could feel it. And he didn't even really have to say it, because I could just feel, could see it in his eyes. And as we were just singing, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus," I thought about, when you look in his face, what do you see? What do you see when you look in his face? He's your biggest fan. He's just like, he's actually beaming. As we were singing that, I just see God smiling. I see God smiling on you. He's just beaming with pride in his kids. And I just love that. My kids are also extremely blessed because their dad is awesome. And he's awesome in so many ways, but probably my favorite gift that BJ has is just his gift with people. And he spends countless hours talking to people every day, just pouring into their lives. He has just this beautiful gift of speaking truth in gentleness that people are just able to receive that and not even take offense, even at really strong, bold words. They just are able to receive that because it's spoken in love. And I love that about him. And, you know, being in this church, even just being here since the summer, I could go across and just meeting different men, just knowing what your gifts are, knowing that how God is using you, and it's so evident, and it's just pouring out of you. But, you know, I want to say those things not to focus on the doing, because it's not what it's really about at all. It's not about doing, and it's not even about using your gifts. These things just flow out, and they just bubble out of you because of the Holy Spirit inside, and just out of that desire. And he loves you the same if you were using those gifts as if you weren't. His love for you doesn't change. How beautiful that you act out of a place of delight rather than discipline. You're acting out of that love for him than out of a grit your teeth and do it and get it done. Someone said yesterday, I can't remember who said it was, I thought where it was, they said, the lover always outworks the worker. And that's you. You're lovers. And you will always outwork the workers because you do it out of delight. And, but I was raised on a farm, watched my dad work extremely hard for 18 years, and saw all of the seasons of that. And being married to BJ, I see him working so hard to provide for our family. I see the weight that you men carry of providing for your families. Every day you carry the burden to protect, to provide financially, to provide emotionally, to provide spiritually, and there's pressure from every direction, right? And I know there's seasons, and I've watched these seasons where maybe that burden feels really light, and that's just a really joyful place to be. And then there's seasons where it actually feels so heavy, and it's exhausting and depleting. But I guess on my heart for today is just a message that if that responsibility has become really heavy and it's just making lines in your back and digging in deep, that God wants to lift that burden off of you this morning. And he wants to remind you that all you need to do is rest and relax and be confident and serene, and he's going to reward you as you trust in him. Isaiah 40 was super well-known passage, says, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope, or some versions say wait, on the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And this verse came to me, you know, as I was kind of thinking about this message this morning and thinking back to the dream that Pastor Larry had, or the vision that he had of Pastor Mark as he was basically taking off in flight, and the wings of the eagle on him stretched straight out. And then Lori shared that evening at the party about some of the characteristics of eagles. And I just love that, the very profound spiritual connotations in that. And so I looked them up so I could reflect on that as well. And I learned that eagles are built with these big, heavy wings. They have bones that are hollow and light, but their wings are huge, and they're covered in these heavy feathers. And so at a very early age, eagles have to learn the survival mechanism of soaring. And they can actually die from flapping too hard. And so their wings are spread straight out, and they just soar with perfect ease. And sometimes they'll just remain perched for days, waiting for that good, strong wind thermal where they can just launch, when they can launch onto it and soar where they want to go. And I just think that's such a powerful analogy of just allowing the Holy Spirit to operate through you without the striving and the exhaustion. Eagles can actually sleep and rest in an upright position just by digging their talons into a branch. And I love this idea of active rest. You're ready for takeoff. You're waiting for the wind, resting in that place of waiting. But we can't stay perched there forever, and it takes faith to take flight. And the eagle has to take flight off the edge of the cliff or that branch, just trusting that those wind thermals are going to carry him. And eagles are actually considered to be master flyers, and they can reach heights that no other birds can. And it's like, to wrap your mind around this, like, how is that possible with this bird that has to be careful how much they flap or they'll die, that they can fly higher than any other bird? And it's because they've learned how to ride the wind, to ride those wind thermals, and let the wind carry them. That's the Holy Spirit under you. As dads, the Holy Spirit is gonna carry you. You're gonna soar on the wind, higher than the other birds. God says it's not by might nor by power, it's by my Spirit, says the Lord Almighty. He says they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And the Hebrew word most commonly translated as wait, or to wait upon the Lord, is kava, which also means to tie together by twisting or to entwine. So it's not passive. It's an entwining of our hearts with him and his purposes. And I love that. I love that, because when I think of the word wait, I think of my own impatience. I'm waiting for my kids to hurry up and brush their teeth. I'm waiting for this. I'm waiting for that. And I'm hungry. And I'm waiting. I'm annoyed. But no. God says, this is actually a really beautiful place to be, this place of waiting. And it's not passive, it's active. Being entwined with him, being entwined with his heart. It's actually a word used to describe the making of a rope. And I think, I want to make a rope like that. For my heart to be entwined with His, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. How strong is that rope? It's not breakable. Impossible. You could put anything on the end of that rope, any weight, and it's not going to snap when it's made with God, when it's entwined with His heart. There's strength like we could never know on our own. Psalm 27:14 says, don't give up. Don't be impatient. Be entwined as one with the Lord. Be brave and courageous and never lose hope. Just keep on waiting, for He will never disappoint you. The Father has never been overwhelmed by anything. Jesus is undefeated. And the Holy Spirit always leads us in triumph. Make that rope with those three. And then you can rest. Let Him lead you to that place of still waters and just quiet your heart. Just hear Him remind you of who you are. Dads, would you just be reminded of your sonship this morning? You are a child of God. You are unconditionally loved by the Almighty Father, and He is overjoyed when He looks at you. There is no place for fear, no place for doubt. There's no place for anxiety. You can truly relax because your Father's got this. He's got your wife. He's got your kids. And He's got every responsibility that's on your shoulders this morning. And He just says, just give Him over. Just give Him over. Let me take Him. Let me take Him so you can just soar. He says, the battle's mine. It's not yours. I already won this. He just wants to speak that truth to your hearts, that the war doesn't belong to you. It's His. So you can actually rest. You can put down that weapon and just breathe deep. And I've shared with a couple of friends, my prayer warrior friends, they're here this morning. Just shared with them what's on my heart for this morning. And my friend Kim, she said, I have this picture of this message that you're bringing, and I see a picture of a soldier standing with this really heavy metal armor on his chest, just tight, really tight. But God just taking that off, just taking that heavy chest plate off, so that you men can just breathe deep, breathe fully. Just being in like complete freedom and peace and in safety of the presence of the King, your Father. And just that freedom and knowing what it means to be His sons. Just to claim your identity. This is for women too. I'm just talking to the men, but it's the same message. We've got to claim our identity as His sons and daughters. We are joint heirs with Christ. We have His favor. And He just says, I love you so much. Just be loved. You are my beloved, so be loved. I rested on the word confidence a little bit, and I kind of hovered there, and I thought, who are the most confident people I know? Who are they? God. Who are the most confident people I know? And what came is just like, it's children. Children are the most confident people I know. Children that have been loved and adored by their parents. And they haven't stepped out in the world. They haven't heard what the world has to say about them. They haven't heard the world tell them, oh, you may not play in the NHL. You may not be the next gold medal Olympian. You may not be the prime minister. They haven't heard those words. They still believe that they're capable of anything. They haven't heard the world tell them who they are. They're just believing the words of their father and their mother. It says, this is who you are. You can do anything. And we have to believe who God says we are, not who the world says we are. And get to roast Wyatt a little here this morning, but as I was thinking about confidence, I thought back to a number of years ago, and Wyatt was playing hockey. He was a goalie that season, and we were at an away tournament. And it was a particularly challenging game, I'll say that. BJ and I kind of watched and winced and cringed on the bench as as our kids just got annihilated out there. And hockey moms, you'll know what I'm talking about. Goalie moms, it's even worse. The audible gasp every time a puck goes in, then it's like, no. And Beej and I were watching Wyatt's face through this game and kind of trying to see through his mask to be like, oh, how's he doing? Oh, how's he doing? How's his heart, you know? And anyways, he got pulled during the middle of the game, sent another goalie out. And the game was, it was disastrous. It was disastrous. Just one of those ones where just like, God, can just let it be over. Let it be over. Let's get on with the day. But anyways, so BJ goes to the dressing room to wait for Wyatt after the game and ready just to give him words of encouragement and reassurance. It's not your fault. You know, it's team effort, blah, blah, blah. Things hockey dads get to say. And so Wyatt comes out of the dressing room and he's kind of serious and he comes up to BJ. He looks up and BJ says, how you doing, buddy? Like, how you doing today? And he says, Dad, did you see that glove save? Yeah. And BJ raises his eyebrows. He's like, yeah, buddy. That was awesome. Great. And Wyatt looks up again and he says, Dad, he says, sometimes I even amaze myself. Anyways, Peach and I, honestly, we just belly laughed. Like, we were just laughing with, like, such complete delight and joy in his victory. And I think, wow, there he was. He's not wallowing in defeat and self-doubt on the misses. And I think God the Father, he doesn't want us wallowing in self-doubt and defeat. He wants us to come to that childlike confidence. You know, Beej and I, we were just thrilled. We're like, yes, we don't have to scrape him off the ground and dust him off. We just get to rejoice with him. We just get to rejoice in those victories. How God rejoices with you in every victory. He's cheering you on. He's your biggest fan. He's like, yes, I saw that glove save. I saw it, and I'm so proud of you. That confidence, we don't get that just in and of ourselves. It's confidence in him. It's just in him. And lastly, I love the word serene. Serene is calm, peaceful, untroubled, unperturbed, at ease, unruffled, unworried. The Lord just wants you to lead you to those still waters and just restore your soul. He wants you to return to that place of sonship as you father your own children. And he will provide everything you need. He already has. It's within you. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to strive for it. You just have to be. Just be loved. And where's Derek? I'm going to ask Derek to come up and just start playing as we end here. But it all comes back to the cross. And it's all about the cross. We can rest and relax and be confident and serene because he's conquered it all. And he paid our debt on the cross. He's covered every sin. So we can live in perfect relationship with him. He's just paid the debt so we can live in freedom and grace. So that burden can be light. And maybe you're here today and maybe you feel exhausted from flapping in your own power, in your own might. Maybe the burden feels really heavy today, and you've been carrying that heavy load of responsibility today. Maybe you've never allowed yourself to just jump off that cliff and just fully trust in the wind of his Holy Spirit, trusting that he's going to carry you. But and maybe you're here and you just need a reminder of God's unconditional love for you and the joy the Father has when he looks at you. Maybe you've been hesitating. Maybe you're reluctant. God's been speaking to me so much about my reluctance and my hesitance. And he says, I just want to restore that childlike confidence and that childlike trust in you today. Just hear him say to you, that you're my son, and I'm so pleased with you. The psalmist continues in Psalm 116, and he says, "So now, what can I ever give back to God to repay him for the blessings he's poured out on me? I will lift up his cup of salvation and praise him extravagantly for all that he's done for me. I will fulfill the promise I made to God in the presence of his gathered people." So this morning, I'm just going to end here, and we're going to do something a little different this morning. And maybe God's been speaking to your heart about one of these areas. Just wants to give you that place of rest and restoration this morning. But he does want to meet you where you're at and just reassure you of his love for you. Just restore your confidence in him. Just to rely on his strength and not your own. And we as women, we want to say thank you. That's why it's me standing here. It's because I'm a woman, and we want to say thank you. We are so grateful for you. And this morning, us women, we're going to bless these men. And I'm actually going to ask every man, young and old, every male in this place, we want to invite you to the front just to fill the altar and face out. And women, we're going to surround these men. You're just going to come around and stretch out your arms over them and pray blessings on them and pray God's strength and encouragement on them. So I'm just going to ask you to come. Derek's going to play. I've asked a few women who are going to lead us out in that this morning. I'm going to pass the mic to them. Okay, women, it's your turn. We're just going to come and stand along the front here, wherever there's room. If you just want to come, and as we pray, women, let's just like stretch out our hands over these men. We just say, women, that we love these men. We support these men. We honor the Jesus that's inside of them.
Father God, we are truly thankful for each and every man that is standing here. Father, we count it such a privilege to be able to pray for them. Father, we thank you, Father, for the message that is given. And Father, even as she spoke about soaring like the eagle, Father, I pray that you would enable every man here to know that blessed experience, to soar, God, with you. Father, we bless these men. We pray and thank you for them, for the abilities and for the leadership that they give to this church. We just thank you for that now, and we bless them in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Heavenly Father. First and foremost, we want to thank you. We want to honor you. We want to bless you. You are the I am, the great and mighty God, mighty in battle, strong in battle. You are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the beginning and you are the ending. Father, you knew that they will be men standing in this congregation today that we are going to honor. And Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for each and every one of these great men. Men of courage, men of strength, men of love, men of boldness, men of confidence, men that hear from you. And Father, this morning we want to thank you that as you have chosen each and every one of these great, bold, confident, courageous men, Father, we pray that you will continually fill them with the power of the Holy Spirit. And that, Father, they will be attuned to the presence and the voice of the Holy Spirit each and every waking day of their moment and every step that they take, so that they may lead their families, their children, their lives, wherever they may find themselves, their communities, oh Father God, with wisdom, with courage, with strength, with boldness, Almighty God, with love, love that flows from the throne of mercy and grace. Father, we thank you for loving each and every one of them. Thank you for gifting them to us. Father, even as we continue throughout this year, may they continue to walk in the supernatural. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you, my God and my Father. We love you. We honor you as we honor our men in this congregation this morning. Amen.
Men, I just want to encourage you. When Roxy shared with me that she was going to be speaking on Father's Day, I immediately saw a picture of a boat, and the weather was nasty, and this boat was pulled into a marina, and it was tied up, but it was still getting bashed against the dock, and I didn't know what to make of it, and actually, this morning, God revealed more of what he wanted to say, and that can seem like a place of safety, to have your boat in the marina, but you're still watching the weather, and you're fixed on the storm, and getting hit about and banged around. But then beautiful Jesus came walking on the water and reached out his hand and said, this storm, there is no storm. When you take my hand, I want to teach you how to make this storm disappear so it has no bearing on your life. And there's just this invitation to just walk with intimacy with him. And the peace that he brings, the Prince of Peace, there's authority over that storm, and the storm disappears. It just has no bearing on your life. So, Father God, we just, we thank you for these men, what you've placed in them, your character and the way that they bear your image. God, set them free this morning in a new and deeper way. Father God, release them from what seemed like safety, but was actually distraction. And just give them the ability to trust you and let go of control and find just a new freedom, knowing that they are being cheered on. And God, continue. Just finish the good work that you've begun. In Jesus' name.
Well, men, just take a look around a little bit and be encouraged with these ladies, with these gals. I've sure been encouraged this morning. Wow. Roxy, thank you so much for sharing from your heart this morning. A lot of stuff stirring, and that's going to keep going for a while, I'm sure. And so for all of you men, boys, and all of you women and gals too, as you leave this place today, go out and amaze even yourself in the strength and the power and the grace that God always is holding out for you. Lift up your wings and soar and enjoy the days that God is giving to us today and days forward. If you're so inclined and would just like to spend a few quiet moments at the altar, either by yourself or someone praying with you or for you, feel free to stay up at the front or come to the front, and we'd be glad to provide that opportunity for you. Otherwise, let's all stand together for the benediction. I think we've all been encouraged today. We've all been blessed and encouraged. What a great morning. What a great morning. Can we just show our appreciation to Roxy for the time that she put in? Thank you again. And now the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face to shine upon you, the Lord be gracious to you and give you his peace as you go from this place. Amen. And all the guys, there's something special waiting for you. A bunch of the kids out there waiting to bless all the dads and men and guys this morning. So have an amazing Father's Day. The Lord bless you.